They'd been fighting for days. Jason shouldered most, if not all, of the blame. He'd created this mess, the pressure of leaving the military and starting a new business, all of the disappointments of the past, the implosion of his marriage, a deployment gone horribly wrong. So many bad decisions. So many times he'd hurt Molly, turned her away. Little did she know he'd been going through the motions of everyday life, trying to get by, not feeling anything, except for her. Even as every other part of his life fell apart, she made sense. That's why the way she was ignoring him now killed him. She stood at Haley's kitchen sink, clanking plates and running the water, while stiffly answering his questions about nothing. He leaned against the counter and faced her, hoping to see some flicker, some signal, that she might forgive him for all those years of taking her presence in his life for granted. But nothing. She reached up as if ready to do another load of dishes rather than talk to him, and he pushed in front of her, blocking her access and putting his body between her and the counter. It was a controlling-ass move, but desperation clawed at him. "Please stop." "What?" He put his hands on her elbows and pulled her in close to him until her fingers rested against his chest. Just that light touch set his heart racing. It had always been this way with her. He denied it for years, pretended it meant nothing. Now he knew better. Being near her wiped his world clean again. "I'm sorry for being a dick," he said, not sure if those were the right words or not. She just stared at him. "Do you even know why I'm angry?"
"Yes."
His gaze searched her face and he couldn't help but wince. She looked tired, defeated. He'd been the one to put that look there, and he wasn't even sure how.
"Okay, not really. The point is, I hate the distance thing."
She flattened her palms, pinning her body against his. "Call it self-preservation."
"What the hell are you talking about?"
He honestly had no clue. He knew how lost he felt when he didn't see her. He had no idea if she felt the same way or even cared. Her shoulders fell as the fight seemed to drain out of her.
"You're so clueless."
That was true, but the words didn't get them anywhere.
"You can also stop with the name calling." Jesus, he was all but begging. "Talk to me."
Silence fell. And before he could apologize for once again picking the wrong words and wrong tone, she shifted her hands to his cheeks, then slipped her fingers through his hair. The sensation kicked through him. Surprise gave way to something else. His mind wandered in the only direction it seemed to go lately, toward her, always her. She leaned in and kissed him. Not a shy teen girl kiss like the one she'd given him years before. No, this kiss came from a grown woman who knew what she wanted.